Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I am Andy Atherton, back with you on a Wednesday, on the hump day, middle of the week, going back to 1990. Off of the album Violator, Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode. Now, this song, for me, I don't know, it could have been a little bit of a departure for Depeche Mode, in my opinion, because I knew Depeche Mode was a little more poppy, that little more synthy. You know, they're up there with like those 80s bands like Erasure, you know, where it was that group of those poppy synth pop, I guess you would call them, bands from England. But to me, this song always reminds me of a trip I took to Europe. Right after I graduated high school, a few days later, my parents took me and my sister to a 17-day tour of Europe. And now, being 1990, you know, we didn't have iPhones, we didn't have iPods, not even CDs. I had this on cassette, and being as cassettes took up space, I could only have so many cassettes with me. So over 17 days, I must have listened to this album several times. I remember Enjoy the Silence was probably my favorite song off of Violator because it was pretty hot at the time. I mean, looking at the track listing here, World in My Eyes, I like. Personal Jesus, probably the biggest hit off the album. Policy of Truth. So, yeah, so this whole album was a little bit, I don't know, it's a little more serious, I guess, for Depeche Mode, so to speak. I don't know. What do I know? I don't know anything. All I know is the YouTube link is in the description, as usual. Let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. So, it was the second single of Violator, which was their seventh studio album. It was certified gold in the U.S. and Germany, and it won Best British Single at the Brit Awards in 1991. They then re-released it in 2004 for the Depeche Mode Remix Project, Remixes 81 to 04, and was titled Enjoy the Silence Reinterpretation, or more simply, Enjoy the Silence 04. It's, to me, now watching this video, it looks like they shot this somewhere, maybe the Highlands here. It reminds me of like a Monty Python. Like you see this guy, like, is he a king? Is he a prince? Walking with a, like a beach chair in his hand, it looks like. So, songwriter Martin Gore created a ballad-like first version of the song, which the band took in the studio. And then at band member Alan Wider's insistence, it was reworked into the up-tempo album release version. So yeah, he's sitting there with his robe and his crown in this beach chair here, looking out over a lake, a lock, if you will. I don't know. And we get a group shot of the band here, and they're very like end of 80s, early 90s Brit band look. Andy Healy from Albinism wrote that the song combined much loved elements of lush synth beds, haunting melodies, and aching lyrics, which coalesced with house beats and slick guitar lines. He added that Gahan's vocals are intimate and seductive as they draw you in with lyrics that examine the quiet satisfaction of a relationship, those tender moments when silence fills the void and your lover is in your arms and the world ceases to exist. There was something inviting, something powerful in those declarations, something that you could latch onto, feel part of. That pretty much describes the song to a T. This guy, Andy Healy, is quite the wordsmith, I must say. So, now, the music video that we're watching references themes and storylines of the book The Little Prince. Footage of the lead singer Dave Gahan dressed as a stereotypical king wandering the hillsides of the Scottish Highlands. I was right. The coast of Algarve in Portugal, and finally the Swiss Alps, where the deck chair is intercut with black and white footage of the band posing. Brief flashes of a single rose, which is also on the album cover, appear throughout the scenes. Yeah, this is this. I remember this video being somewhat of like a story that I didn't understand. I mean, when you talk about enjoying the silence, there's something to be said about that, because sometimes, you know, words are not needed. And I never really sat back and thought about this song as really a love song. But, I mean, kind of anybody who's been in a relationship, which I think we all have been in relationships, words can only lead to harm. That's where you get into trouble, right? That's where issues are probably more often, more words than actions, I think. When you say dumb things, when you don't say the right thing, when you say inappropriate things, right? So this was performed on Peter's Pop Show in Germany, and then a promotional single was pressed for it. I think, you know, probably I couldn't remember why it did so well in Germany. Pitchfork Media ranked this song number 15 on their top 200 tracks of the 90s. Rolling Stone included in their list of 500 best songs of all time in 2021 at 415. That's pretty impressive, actually, you know, because there's been a lot of songs. So just to make it in that 500, you know, whether you're in the bottom fifth, I mean, still, it's an accomplishment. And here we have them sitting in the Alps. They're probably the most expensive thing about this this video's budget. It was probably the plane travel for the lead singer to go from, like, you know, Scotland to Portugal to Switzerland. All right. So not a bad way to spend a few minutes on Wednesday morning. All right. So I hope everybody's having a fabulous week. I will be back with you to close out the week on Friday. Until then, talk to you later.